So good to see all of you here this morning to begin this Thanksgiving Day with the celebration of Holy Mass. This is one of our great American traditions that is unique to our country. If we think back at the early colonial times, we know that in Virginia, at Berkeley Plantation down near Williamsburg, 1619, and then the Pilgrims at Plymouth Colony, 1621, and then the Marylanders who came seeking religious freedom because they were Catholics back in 1634, all began with a celebration of Thanksgiving. They thanked God, first of all, for that safety of making this perilous journey. One can imagine being on one of those little boats for 4 months crossing the Atlantic at the time. And for the Plymouth colonists and also the ones at Berkeley Plantation, having gone through the first year and struggled to just endure the winter and provide food and so on. Of course, they had the help of the Native Americans. Interestingly, too, that there's a great thanks here because some of those tribes, especially up in the Massachusetts Bay Area, had already met foreign colonists who were exploring and had been decimated by disease. One could have had a reaction of hatred, and yet they met the needs of the pilgrims. So much to give thanks for. And we shouldn't forget that even before then in our country, although not part of the original 13 colonies, in St. Augustine, Florida, 1563, and then in New Mexico in 1598, Catholic missionaries celebrated a mass of thanksgiving at those first outposts of exploration. And so we look at all of this and we think that this is part of our American tradition, that we as a people, no matter whether we were Catholic or Protestant, and I dare say the few Jewish people that did come to our country in those early days, this was part of our American tradition, to give thanks to Almighty God for all the blessings that He has given to us, not just the blessings of food, but even those blessings of safety, those blessings of getting through the struggles that they faced in those times. Well, with that, when our country was founded after the war, meaning that we had our Constitution as we know it today, General Washington, our first president, and the one who guided us through that Revolutionary War period, declared the first official day of Thanksgiving. A day that would be celebrated periodically, but then actually legalized by Abraham Lincoln in 1863. But just a part of what General Washington said in his proclamation for the first official Thanksgiving as a nation. Now, therefore, I do recommend, and I assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious God, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, and that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country, previous to their becoming a nation, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, and to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue. A beautiful message. When I read that, again, preparing for this Mass, immediately came to mind how our founding fathers and we as a nation really knew our faith. They knew their Bible. And when we hear that message, we could go back to the Old Testament and remember that the Jewish people, the people of Abraham, had three kinds of sacrifices. One was to give adoration and praise to God. One was in thanksgiving, and one was for atonement for sin. Well, we look at this as Catholics then, and again thinking of those Marylanders who came here seeking religious freedom, this is what the Mass is about. And this is why it's so good for all of us to be here this very day. Because at this Mass, we give thanksgiving. The word Eucharist itself means thanksgiving. So yes, we come here to praise God. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We praise God who so loved us that the Father sent His Son into this world, not to condemn, but to give us everlasting life. And how the Son, by His passion, death, and resurrection, has given us a hope of everlasting life. And how the Father and the Son poured forth the Holy Spirit so that we could live in the presence of God now, every moment of our lives, and know that we'll always have the strength, the guidance that we need from Almighty God. We also come to this Mass then with those hearts of thanksgiving for all the blessings that we do have. And we have countless blessings. When we bring up the bread and the wine to be offered as we do normally in our regular Masses in the offertory procession, and even when we have that collection, even though you don't have to worry today that there's no collection, but anyway, when we think of that, and even in the early church when people brought food, clothing, and so on that would be distributed later, we're always mindful, like those Jewish people of the Old Testament, that our first fruits we give back to God. For all that God has given to us, we give back. We give back to Him, and in so doing, we give to others in need. And this, too, is the act of atonement. For in this Mass, we are united with the everlasting sacrifice, the ever-living sacrifice of our Savior, who offered Himself on the altar of that cross, and by His blood reconciled us with the Heavenly Father. How beautiful this is then. And with the gift of the Holy Eucharist, we know the presence of Almighty God, who will be with us as we continue on our journey. So my brothers and sisters, it's so good for us to be here. What a blessing it is for us to gather as a parish family to give that praise, that thanksgiving, that act of atonement to Almighty God this day. But I would ask you to carry this over into your celebration this day. It's so good to see many of our college parishioners back to be with us. It's good to see visitors here. So you have the family gathering. Well, I hope at some point today you have that wonderful meal. You gather around a table. You turn off all the electronics, TV, whatever, and you gather as a family. Well, remember the three kinds of sacrifice. So I would encourage the father, who's supposed to be the Saint Joseph of the family, who, like Saint Joseph, leads the family in prayer, to offer the blessing. And as you offer that blessing, not only joining together with the traditional bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts, but say something from your heart, giving thanks and praise to God for the blessings He's given. If maybe the spontaneous prayer isn't so easy, read Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." It's a good psalm for all of us to remember this very day. Then at that meal, sometime pause and go around and ask, "What are you thankful for?" And let everyone say something. Now, that again sometimes goes out of our mind. But when we think, if we have food in on our table, we're blessed. Not everyone does. If we're surrounded by our loved ones, we're blessed. And all families have their ups and downs. They have their difficulties and their quirks. But where would we be if we did not have our loved ones? And we remember, too, those who've gone before us this day that we pray are with our Lord now. If we look at our house and we're surrounded by four walls and we have the heat and the electricity and whatever else there is, how blessed we are. Not everyone has that. And I could go on and on. We all could. But really pause and think about all of those blessings so oftentimes we take for granted. And with that, say maybe a prayer for those who are struggling right now. And I think always of the persecuted Christians, especially in Iraq right now, in Syria, who in some cases are returning to their homes that have been devastated by the occupation of ISIS. But they're rebuilding. And this very day, they're having their own celebrations. And then lastly, an act of atonement. Now, that doesn't mean having a public confession at Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want this to turn into Jerry Springer in your homes or something like that. But the Old Testament tells us to make atonement, we should give alms. So ask yourself, what better way can you give? So we've all been just flooded with all the Black Friday deals and advertisements and things like this. And maybe Thanksgiving dinner will be a time when people say, well, what do you want for Christmas? And so on and so forth. Well, think of a way that your family can also give an alms. So rather than just think about what I'm going to get, think about what I'm going to give to make atonement for my transgressions. For instance, maybe think about all the gifts and take the budget and give 10% of that budget to a charity. Make that a family action. Agree upon it. Agree upon the charity. I have a priest friend, Father Jim Hudgens. Some of you remember him when he would help out here. He was ordained back in 1998. He's assigned to me for the first time. And his family, now that they'd all been grown up and so on, would always sort of have a gift to give to each other, but then they would pool the rest of the money that they would spend and give that to a particular charity. Think about that. Just give that some thought. If we do this, so not only starting the day with this Mass, but making your day, and especially that meal, truly like a Eucharistic meal, a meal where Christ is present, and make those acts of praise, thanksgiving, and atonement, truly, this will be a blessed day. For my part, I give thanks to Almighty God for all of you, for the blessings, too, that He's bestowed upon our parish. Have a wonderful day, and may God bless each of you.